I loved the emotional rush of being scared. I still do, of course. I don't go out much to haunted houses, but I still love good, old-fashioned, scary stories.
Listener discretion is advised.
In October 2013, 14 years after the murder, Stanley Dishon was charged with the murder of his niece. At the time, he was almost finished serving his sentence for abusing the two girls. When Mike Dishon found out that his brother was charged with the murder of his daughter, he wanted Stanley to get the death penalty. As Stanley's extended family learned about him being charged with the murder, three family members came forward and said that Stanley had sexually abused them when they were kids. Two other people also said that Stanley raped them when they were younger.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Here is a quick word from our sponsor.
We take this few seconds off to inform you, our valued loyal listener, about the best health and fitness podcast shows from the Nespod Studios. Join us as we give you the best of the best health and wellness updates you can rely on for the treatment of chronic health problems. Classic functional medicine back to basics health tips and special updates from the best doctors in the United States of America. Check out this health and wellness podcast shows. Explore Health Talk Weekly, Healthy Lifestyle Matters, Excellent Health Digest, Healthy and Free Daily, and last but not least, Weekly Health and Fitness Corner. Also, check out Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told fiction podcast, for that real life on the go experience with the 27-year-old golden boy who made our guest invite number one list. He tells us about his story as it happens in real time and in real life. It's Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told. Go get a load of that happiness, because happiness is healthy as we know it. Join us every week as we continue to provide you the best of health and fitness wellness updates from around the globe. Enjoy the show.
And now, back to our episode.
So in addition to being charged with Jessica's murder, he was also charged with sexually abusing five other children between 1973 and 2002. This complicated matters for the district attorney. If they went to trial, the victims would have to testify, and the district attorney thought it would be too traumatic to relive what they went through. So they made a plea deal with Stanley. Stanley took an offered plea to manslaughter and the other charges of rape. An offered plea allows someone to plead guilty without admitting guilt. It acknowledges that if the case went to trial, the district attorney would have enough evidence to convict them.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.
We have a great show today, but first, take a second to make sure you've subscribed to our show wherever you're listening to podcasts. It's the best way to make sure you don't miss any of our episodes. Thanks.
Please take a moment to follow, rate, and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.